Laboratory tests have confirmed that tainted drugs killed at least 13 women and sickened many others at a government-operated camp in India. The drugs were given to the women after doctors performed an operation to prevent them from having children. The incident raises questions about the custom of performing such operations at health camps. Amar Agarwal is the health minister in the Indian state of Chittagong. He says the antibiotic drug, Suproxen, was given to women who had the sterilization treatments earlier this month. He says the drug contained zinc phosphide, a chemical commonly used in rat poison. Many of the patients felt sick to the stomach. They started vomiting and reported severe pain after they went home and took the medicine. In the following days, at least 13 women died and many others became extremely sick. The state government has taken legal action against the local drug company that supplied the antibiotic used at the camp. The owner and his son were arrested on fraud charges. D.G. Shaw is Secretary General of the Indian Pharmaceutical Association. He says the tragedy calls attention to the need for increased government regulation of small companies. He says such businesses sometimes do not adhere to good manufacturing practices, what he called GMT.
They supply to one district or at the most one state or 3-4 states. They are not national players. And they are governed by the state drug commissioners. Though on paper they say everybody is complying, they do not comply. And as has been reported in this case, in spite of poor GMP standards, the state drug commissioners had not taken adequate action for closure of this unit. The only positive side of this incident we see is that it might act as a wake-up call.
The tragedy has also turned attention to the custom of performing mass sterilizations at government-run camps. The Indian government supports use of such operations as a way to control population growth. India is home to 1.25 billion people. It is the second most populous country in the world. At the camps, doctors operate on large numbers of patients, although the government denies there is any use of force. Women are offered a monetary incentive of about $10 to have their fallopian tubes removed. The operation is called a tubectomy. Voluntary groups have raised concerns about India's sterilization program. They say Indian women are not given enough information about other methods of contraception or birth control by state health workers. They add that the workers are often under pressure to line up women to have tubectomies. Other questions have also been raised about the conditions in which the sterilizations are performed. Nibeda Phukan is with the Center for Health and Social Justice, a group based in New Delhi.
These camps, they never adhere to those guidelines, actually. I've seen a lot of camps, Rajasthan, UP, Bihar, MP. If you go through the guidelines, you can't operate any women after 4 o'clock. And per day, not more than 35 women. Everything has been violated in this all mass sterilization camps.
About 4.5 million women were sterilized in India in the year that ended in March 2013. Observers say the latest tragedy will put the government under pressure to reconsider population control methods. I'm Marcia James. Now, words in this story. Sterilize, verb, to make someone unable to reproduce. Severe, adjective, causing a lot of physical pain or suffering. Substandard, adjective, below what is considered standard, normal, or acceptable. Adhere to, verb, to stick to something, to attach firmly to something. Incentive, noun, something that encourages a person to do something. Contraception, noun, things that are done to prevent a woman from becoming pregnant. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.